Okay. George, Jamie, and Grace.
Yeah. This is really a question for Mike, Nicole, and Lonnie, who are, I think, in the middle of the conversation as to where are we going to get the money from and what are our priorities going to be. We have a month between now and July 25th. What is in the way of your all putting together for us a set of options by that time of what we could possibly do, where there are policy decisions to be made about those options?
George mentioned sent them out today, two of them.
I saw that, and that's a beginning, it seems to me. It needs to be fleshed out a bit more before we could really make choices about them, but I thought that was a good start. So that being the case, and Nicole was concerned about my raising the issue of what was our relationship with FSRN, when she's already sent out a letter to FSRN with Lonnie. I'm not sure what the content of the letter is, but I presume it's announcing to them that there's going to be some cutbacks. What's in the way of our knowing in advance about these things and making those decisions at July 25th so that a budget could be put together which would have the... I mean, why can't we do that sooner? I just don't get that. And I must say that, I find the argument that we can't find $20,000 for it. And we're going to find much more than that to pay off some lawyers, so I just don't find that compelling, and maybe it is, but I don't find it that way. So the question really is, why can't we do it then? Why do we have to wait till September to have that conversation?
Okay. Jamie and then Grace.
Okay, yes, I was struck by Grace's call that where we try to reach some kind of compromise. It would be wonderful, I think it would be wonderful if we could do that here rather than extend this conversation out to yet another teleconference. This is the third teleconference on this very subject of this meeting, which is we're going to spend more time on the phone than we will at the actual meeting. Points of possible compromise would be to not have the July meeting, extend the September meeting by one day so we could have more time there and discuss things more in detail, save money on airfare. And that would need to be coupled with some kind of events over the summer where we could, have the conversations where we would have had at the July in-person meeting in some other format. I would like to hear from some of the people that are in favor of rescinding the meeting, what you think about these kinds of proposals or if you have any other ideas. And one more question I would like to hear. If anybody knows, has anybody here actually done video conferencing with, as many people as we would have? Is that a reasonable? I really don't know how to evaluate that. I mean, I've done video chat with one person, but this is a whole other ball of wax.
If anybody, any delegate or any of the, or the secretary or two staff members have actually participated in video conferencing, or any organization, would you be kind enough to email me and I will route that information through Lonnie and Grace?
Yes. In the Finance Committee in executive session, Lonnie outlined some very grim choices that we're
Hello?
Going to have to make.
Talking about.
Do you hear me?
Hi,
am I on the line?
Hello, Grace. Somebody just didn't mute their phone. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I don't know if can those choices be stated by Lonnie during this call. Lonnie, do they have to remain in closed session?
I'm sorry. What? Grace,
That's not me.
I know. Grace, hold on one second.
Okay.
To mute, guys, you don't have to do it slowly. Just push pound twice and then one. To unmute, push pound twice and then one. Grace, would you repeat? I didn't hear the last part of your questions.
Yes. In the last Finance Committee, in a closed session, as part of a closed session, Lonnie put forward some alternatives that are very grim that we're going to have to face as a PNB. Now, can those choices be stated publicly, Lonnie?
No.
Or Mike? Okay, fine. So let me just leave it with this, that those choices are very, very grim and will be very hard to make. Now, because of the contentious nature of what we may have to do as a board, and because of the fact that there have been lawsuits in our recent history against Pacifica because of certain things, what was considered to be board malfeasance, and since I am a by-the-book person, and since upset may occur because of decisions we may have to make when our backs are against the wall, I don't think it's really a good thing to open up ourselves for illegally by disregarding our bylaws by not holding a meeting which is stated in our bylaws. Now, in terms of creating a bylaws amendment, changing the bylaws, that's, of course, possible to do. But to disregard the bylaws and is really arguable, and we could be setting ourselves up for legal liability. And I'm not saying this because I haven't heard it through the grapevine somewhat. And so I want to make that point that by going on record in pushing aside the bylaws and in the way we're doing currently, it could open us up for legal liability, especially if coupled with other decisions we may make.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Is that AC?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, AC.
Yeah, I think that we made a decision in the last time we met in person where we just have a meeting at a particular time. There's no, I don't think there's any bylaw in modern history that would say that if you don't have the money and then you begin to spend money as if though you do, and you damage the organization, that within itself is going to be a causal factor for a lawsuit, or even that you could remotely assume that you could pass, that you would be charged with that. And I see that as more of a threat than I do anything else. And I think that's on behalf of those who feel very strongly about this. And for that reason, I'm going to call a question on this whole thing.
You can't do it after you make a comment. Somebody else will have to do that. Thanks, AC.
I'll call a question. It's Mike. Oh,
great. And is there a second?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. Any objection to calling the question? Hearing none. We're going to take the vote now, Mary, on rescinding. Take a roll call vote, please.
I just have a small point of information. There was an amendment
no.
to that.
No, there was
that
no.
We're just voting. That's not happening. Okay.
I'm sorry, this is Wendy. What are we voting on?
The motion to rescind.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll just start at the top anyway. Okay, Grace Aaron.
No.
Mia Bediaco.
Yes.
Evelyn Bassoon.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
A.C. Byrd.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Zakai Free. Okay. Mike Martin.
Yes.
Ifeanyi Mongaza.
No.
Margaret Prescott.
Yes.
Barbara Ndawa.
Yes.
George Ryder.
No.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Wendy Schrell.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Jack Van Aken.
I thought I heard Lori come on.
Lori was on the call, Mary.
I misspoke. I was looking at the word instead of the next line, and I think I heard only the pound.
Why don't you ask her?
Lori, are you on the call? Go ahead, Mary.
Okay, Jack Van Aken.
Yes.
Joe Gonzalo.
Go ahead, Mary.
Joe Gonzalo, okay.
I'm sorry, no. I was muted.
Oh, thank you. Yoshi Yamanaka?
No.
Okay, I will go back to the people who might have been. Is Zakai Free? I guess he is not here. Is anyone else? Okay, I think I've got everyone. All right.
Lori?
I'm sorry?
Did you ask for Lori again?
Lori Taguma?
Yeah, she was on the call a few minutes ago.
I'm sorry, did you say she's on the call?
She came on the call, unless I'm mistaken.
Oh, I mentioned her name. I don't know if she did. I said Lori by mistake, but okay.
Lori, are you there?
Zakai was on the call, too.
Yes, I was.
Well,
Zakai is #1 to unmute. Okay,
Zakai is here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, Zakai. Okay, how would you like to vote?
My vote was no.
Thank you. Okay, that's everyone except for Lori. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, no. So the motion fails. The motion
fails. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.